Well, folks, it's March 14th, 2023. Do you know where your search terms are? Do you even know how your match types are behaving today in your Amazon advertising? Because if you're like most Amazon sellers, you have absolutely no idea how your match types behave because Amazon has decided to change their behavior seemingly randomly over the last few months. Welcome to the PPC Done podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Michael Erickson-Fasheen, and this is the world's first and longest-running show all about Amazon advertising, designed to make your Amazon advertising life a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Welcome. I love these solo episodes where I get to talk to you directly, dear sweet member of Badger Nation. I'm going to share my screen here, and we're going to jump into something that is kind of crazy. So basically what I have here is a ClickUp. I love ClickUp. Been using a lot of ClickUp. And what I have here is a little analysis of how broad and phrase specifically are behaving in ways that you probably didn't know they're behaving with. So after this episode, be sure to go and jump into your search term reports or your favorite search term analyzer of choice. I have how they behave, the problems with that. I even have Amazon's official terminology, as well as on the right side of that screen, the yellow trapezoids. If you're watching this visually, I'm almost positive that's an equilateral, which is a type of trapezoid. So let's jump in. Let's jump over to Broadmatch. Dear sweet Broadmatch, what have you done to us? So Broadmatch. At one point in time, Broadmatch behaved quite differently for sponsored products and sponsored brands. Sponsored brands, it was incredibly wild. It was incredibly broad. And sponsored products, it was a little bit tighter. That changed over the years. And we did do an update maybe a year ago at this point on some of those changes. So I'm going to be refreshing everyone's memory here and explaining how they behave today. Broad. Let's say I have a broad match, straight up normal broad match, sunscreen, pet badger. And for everyone watching, here's a badger at the beach. Cute little guy. So we've got normal broad match. You could appear for wild terms, theoretically and likely unrelated to your product. You could appear for lip care, eye care, badger balm, badger lips, badgering lips, chapstick, cherry chapstick. You can appear for all different kinds of things there. Why? Because it is possible that Amazon associates sunscreen with lip care. It's possible. Whether or not they do or not isn't the point. It's really that it can trigger for things that are really seemingly random. That's not to say don't use broad match. That's to say use it very sparingly. Because while on one hand, it does help you capture terms that you didn't initially anticipate, that help you capture the way that linguistics evolve over time, the way that it helps capture every single nook and cranny of potential terms that could trigger your product, you want a portion of it, but Broadmatch should be a minuscule portion of your overall advertising. You know, figure this, for every 10 keywords that you have, maybe one of them is broad. So that's how we think about broad, right? We want to use it to plant a seed and find related terms, knowing that it might be a little wild. We want to keep it controlled. Now let's look at Amazon's official definition. This match type offers your ad broad exposure to customer shopping queries. A shopping query can contain the keywords, and it could also include singulars, plurals, variations, synonyms, and stems. I call them synonyms and stems. They call them synonyms and related terms as determined by the meaning of a keyword and the context of the advertised product. The keyword itself may not be contained in the customer shopping query. For example, sneakers may match with canvas sneakers, basketball shoes, athletic shoes, cleats, trainers, or foam runners. or potentially many other stems of those words. Like if you're selling a canvas sneaker, you might not want to appear for track cleat, but it's possible that you do appear for track cleat. So it can go pretty wild here. Now, they say something in their help documentation as of today on March 14th, which is wildly wrong. So the first thing it says, in sponsored brand campaigns, you can add broad match modifiers to indicate that a word must appear in the customer's shopping queries. Add a broad match modifier, the plus symbol, before a word. For example, you can use the keyword kids shoes with a plus sign in front of the word kids, and the kids must be in the search that the person makes. But it won't match with terms that don't include the word kids. Okay, great. So that plus symbol, that modified broad, is really nice. So this modified broad, you put a little plus sign in front of the keyword. It's still a broad keyword. It's a subset of a broad keyword. You put that plus in there, and then you find words that then you're telling Amazon, I only want to appear for searches with that plus in front of it. And there's two ways to use this. You can use the plus in front of every single keyword there. And that means that every single one of them that you put the plus nearby must appear in the search. So for example, if I do sunscreen pet badger with the plus in front of every single one, it's going to trigger for sunscreen for my pet badger and my pet hamster, sunscreen badger pet 1 gallon. So it's going to be triggering things that are potentially unrelated. Maybe I don't sell a 1 gallon sunscreen. Maybe it doesn't work on a hamster. You know, maybe you sell running shoes and, you know, they're not trail running. So putting the plus in there will lock in those words to ensure that they're going to be present in the customer search. Whereas normal broad, there's no guarantee that that word will be in the customer search, but just synonyms, stems, potentially distant synonyms of those words, right? So modified broad is a bit tighter than normal broad. And it can work really well. Now, the thing that Amazon says here is that they say sponsored brands is the only place where you can use modified broad. Well, my dear friends, I have a search term report pulled up on screen with a nice little screen cap where I was targeting seat cover. And lo and behold, I got seat cover using the modified broad as intended. So it actually works. It actually works the way that it's supposed to work. So it works the same way in sponsored products as it does in sponsored brands. So the incorrect thing here is just the terminology, but sponsored products does have modified broad and you should use them. It's a cool match type. If I were to wager, again, I look at a lot of accounts. If I were to wager out of 10 keywords, maybe one of them is broad, maybe 2, 3 are modified broad. I like modified broad a very similar way that I like phrase match, you know, where you lock in certain parts of what people search, which is really cool. Now, the second way to use modified broad is you put it on just some words. So instead of putting the plus sign in front of every single keyword in your keyword, every single word in your keyword, you could instead put it just on one of them. So I can do just sunscreen here. I put the plus sign just in front of sunscreen, and then just that one word, or as many words as I put the plus sign near, will trigger. So you can see how it can get a little bit off. So sunscreen for dogs, sunscreen for pets, and I'm over here selling sunscreen for badgers. So again, modified broad, putting the plus in front of every word. I like it. It tightens it up. Modified broad with just the plus sign in front of one of the words, still pretty good. And then, of course, the normal broad can be pretty wild, pretty loose. Now, let's scroll over to phrase match. Now, this is the scary thing. So we all know how phrase match works. I'll read Amazon's official definition. In sponsored products campaigns, the search term must contain the exact phrase or sequence of words. It's more restricted than broad match and will generally result in more relevant placements for your ad. Terrific. Phrase match also includes the plural form of the keyword, of course, in sponsored brand campaign, this match type allows advertisers to show their ads on searches that include the meaning of the keyword. Ouch. The meaning of the keyword. The meaning of the keyword can be implied. Oh, that's nice. And customer searches can be a more specific form of the meaning. For example, if an advertiser has phrase keyword of curtain rods and a customer queries for pull for curtains for bedroom, a phrase match occurs. Ouch. So phrase match is barely phrase match here. So it's pretty wild. So what I have here is that the phrase match that you know and love is actually not exactly the phrase match you know and love. Pulled up on the screen, I have phrase match keywords. Pail, pails and buckets, bucket for cleaning. And what do I have? I've got window cleaning bucket. Now that is not phrase as we know it. Because normally if I'm bidding on bucket for cleaning, I should only appear for any search where bucket for cleaning isn't found in it in order. So big bucket for cleaning windows, bucket for cleaning cars, you know, those kinds of things. But I have window cleaning bucket. So it sort of switched up the order of the words, which is a little bit different. I have another one, pails and buckets. Pails and buckets, right? That's a keyword that I've been on, phrase match. I would expect to only appear for things that have pails, buckets together in sequence. And what do I get? I get plastic buckets. So I didn't indicate that I want plastic to trigger my phrase match keyword. You know, it's possible that I don't have plastic, but I would hope that pails and buckets were together. Now, there's some interesting things with these keywords. They have articles in them. They have pails and bucket, buckets for cleaning. But that doesn't seem to be the case of why these went off, because we also have pail up there. Just pail phrase match, a one-word phrase, right? Captures some really nice broad stuff. So pail, I got triggered for buckets, a completely different word. So do review your phrase match data, because your phrase match data, sorry to say, is no longer behaving like the phrase matches of old, what we were always looking for. So definitely worth being aware of. So what do you do about this? So that's your action item. Go in, look at your search term report, download a sponsored product search term report, download a sponsored brand search term report, load up your favorite PPC tool, and look at your search term data. If we go in over here, here are some, the trapezoids of truth, ways to save yourself from doing a lot of this. So the first thing I like to do, and I'll go quick, the first thing I like to do is search term bucket analysis. So we want saved filters, and we want to go in and we want to say, show me all of my search terms with, you know, over 10 clicks and no orders. That should be really quick saved filter for you. In AdBadger, we have those saved filters where you can just quickly go, show me all my search terms by this particular saved filter bucket, and I can find exactly what I need. So over 10 clicks, no orders, over $20 in spend, no orders, whatever it is, go in, scan it, have a quick way to add any new negatives there. The next thing you want to do is also look at search term duplicates. So what that will allow you to do is basically say, okay, I have all of my search terms. If you just look at your search term report, it's possible that you block something that was like, you know, 10 clicks without orders, but it's possible that that was duplicated somewhere else with like 2 clicks. So having a nice little duplicate view where you can see the pooled together data of your duplicated search terms can go a long way at keeping your expenses low and letting your search terms do exactly what you want them to do, letting your match types do exactly what you want to do. The next thing is search term n-gram analysis. My friends, n-gram analysis is probably one of my favorite ways to analyze search terms. I've talked about it on the show. I've talked about all these things on the show before, which is why I'm going so fast. But if you don't know search term n-gram analysis, check it out. Hopefully we put it in the description here. If not, we have a spreadsheet with almost every episode logged so you can sort of get to what you need to get to. Search term engram analysis basically helps your, like, your one or two click keywords. It helps find trends in all of them so that you can take action on them. So every single search term, you know, with the word, in this case, if I was going after pail and then the word buckets kept appearing, I can see how buckets is appearing in my entire account in aggregate, which is really nice. So even though even that individual search term only got one click, I would be able to combine all the clicks with the word bucket. Negative keyword optimization. Do it nightly. There's no reason not to. Scan through those search terms. Ideally, this is an automatic process for you, which is what we, again, I've talked about all these topics before. If you're a listener of the show, you know that Ad Badger automates that. The next thing is, which campaigns have no negative keywords? If you do not have a good, clear way to look at every single one of your campaigns and every single one of your ad groups and literally have a filter that says, show me them with no negative keywords, or even sort a column that tells you this ad group has 97 all the way down to your zero negative keyword ad groups, incredibly vital. Worked really hard to get that going. And then, of course, match type analysis. You should have a really quick way to view your broad phrase exact as well as your modified broad. So that would just be filtering for that plus sign. So I hope you enjoy. If you do these six things, you will be best prepared for when Amazon decides to change things up on you without telling you. Or if they do tell you, it's not 100% accurate. Because modified broad does exist in sponsored products. And phrase match is really broad match now in certain cases. So this is definitely something to be aware of. So use this information, go review your search term report. I know a lot of people who listen to this are Ad Badger customers. So go do all those six things that I mentioned. And trim up your campaigns, keep them tight. You want to keep them tight and controlled and doing exactly what you want. And if you don't log into your account very regularly, it is possible that things will get missed, if that makes sense. Things will get missed. So hopefully all this makes sense. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot the last thing that I was going to mention. Exact match. Exact match, no longer exact match. Here I have in the screen cap, and I even made this a red triangle. Here we have exact match. So I'm bidding on the keyword restaurant cup. What an easy keyword to bid on. Lo and behold, what does it appear for? Diner cups, commercial cups, restaurant drinking cup. Doesn't sound very exact to me. All the more reason to do a lot of search term analysis to just verify that your keywords are actually appearing for what you want. And you want ways to analyze your search terms in powerful ways. So yes, do your normal filters. That's what I call it, bucket analysis. Do duplicate hunting. Do search term engram analysis. Scan through it and automatically add negatives every day. Have a way to be sure you don't miss anything. You forgot a place where you forgot to add negatives. And of course, do match type analysis to measure the performance of these things and measure how many you have and how much you're spending on them. You don't want to be in a situation where, whoops, you're spending 75% of your money on broad match and it's a bit wild. And then you're trying to optimize your account in all different ways. If only you knew that you were spending 75% on just broad, you would know to trim some of this and convert some of these things to modified broad, phrase, and exact. So keep it going. Keep your accounts tight. Have a good one. And I hope you enjoyed this solo cast here on the PPC Den podcast.